Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow is 17 up to 22 degrees. Johannesburg 14, 21. Polokwane 17, 25.
Lots of problems on the N3 highway in Bedford View. There's a stationary truck on the link to the N12 East at the Gilulis interchange. And then there was a massive accident earlier in Germiston on the N3 South before the Geldenhuys interchange. Traffic is slow from Sandton.
In your sport headlines, Pakistan 66 for 2 as they chased down 321 against New Zealand in the ICC Champions Trophy opener. And Key Stormers play is set to return to action next month.
The DA and the ANC responded to the last-minute decision to postpone the budget speech this afternoon. Outside of Parliament, the Speaker, Toko Didiza, said the instruction was given at 10 minutes to 2. There's disagreement between members of the Government of National Unity about a proposed 2% increase in VAT. Here's the leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen.
That we couldn't in good conscience support a 2% VAT increase given the current economic circumstances in South Africa.
And here's ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula.
We believe that those points of differences, I think, have been undermined in a way of thinking that probably there could be an agreement at the last hour.
During a media briefing shortly after the news was made available, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana said some of the budget discussions are market sensitive and should not be debated publicly ahead of time. He insists that the proposed 2% VAT increase should not be viewed as in isolation, as a government must balance multiple priorities.
You can't have the 2% alone without talking about what's going to replace it, and that does not become contentious. What we are grappling with is not necessarily the 2% per se. What we are grappling with, given the challenges and priorities that we are facing, how do we fund that? Really, that's a debate.
While opposition parties have framed the postponement as a political victory, the minister in the presidency, Kumutso Ncabeni, says the decision was made by cabinet as a whole.
It was neither a DA issue, an ANC issue, a PA issue, or a DA versus ANC, or a PA versus ANC, or ISP versus ANC. It was a cabinet decision.
So why all the fuss around a 2% increase in VAT? We asked Professor Waldo Krichel, Northwest University economist.
A 2 percentage point increase in the VAT rate would have had a significant impact on consumers and households across the board. Even if you were to make allowance to somehow compensate the very poor through increases in grants, it would still hit the consumer very hard. And I think that is the main reason.
And news of a different nature. Africa's second FinTech Forum is being hosted in Johannesburg this week. Now, it refers to technology that enables financial services across the board and in Africa to, have these services. So this market is growing faster than anywhere else.
We are the home of mobile money. Mobile money is quite a big alternative payment method and tracked quite closely. We have our own homegrown tech, as well as we use and incorporate innovations from other regions quite well.
That is Zaman Lovu, the Group Head of Corporate Communications and Marketing at the Financial Institute on Afrique. I'm Madeline Fischer, more news at 6. All you do is win, 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 no matter what. Smart shopper in your hand, you can never swipe enough. No. And every time you shop at Pick and Pay, yeah.
Pick and Pay Smart Shopper Price Palooza is live. Score crazy deals, earn double points, and stand the chance to win 100k daily. Shop in-store or on ASAP. All you do is win, win, win. Win, win, win at Pick and Pay, valid 10 Feb to 9 March 2025. T's and C's apply.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Back me up, 'cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever.